USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major player on the White House Coronavirus Task Force is just getting ready to bring a warning to Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, is about to lay out for a Senate committee this morning some of the consequences of reopening economies too quickly after the coronavirus lockdowns. Fauci will testify remotely as he is self-quarantining after being in contact himself with the White House staffer who's tested positive for the virus. The lockdowns leading another change in the entertainment schedule as Disney is now going to release its recording of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Disney chief exec Robert Iger on Good Morning America.
In these times, to tell a story of people uniting together against forces of adversity, I think is quite relevant and actually quite important.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A potential start to the Major League Baseball season in the face of the continued pandemic now in the hands of players. Commissioner Rob Manfred will be presenting a proposal to the union today after owners okayed it yesterday. It calls for an early July start to the season with an 82-game schedule in as many home parks as possible. Such news is encouraging to former ambassador to China John Huntsman, who says Americans need the economy to reopen soon.
This state here in Utah, I can tell you, wants to go back to work, and people are already going back to work, not because the government is telling them to do so, but because they're just taking their own initiative.
Meanwhile, a report says more than 7,000 long-term care facilities in the U.S. are fighting major virus outbreaks. NBC News saying at least 26,646 nursing home residents have died. Checking Wall Street numbers in early trading, the three major stock indexes have been up by about 0.5%. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you gotten your stimulus money from the federal government yet? Here are some things you might want to know from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
People who haven't received their stimulus check from the federal government face Wednesday as a deadline to get direct deposit. Otherwise, you'll be waiting for a paper check. The IRS says individuals have until noon Eastern time on Wednesday to submit bank account information for direct deposit. People who are owed money but bank accounts aren't on file will eventually get a check in the mail, but that could take up to 4 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son are already facing murder charges for stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with him being fatally shot in February. The two were only arrested after video of the shooting went viral. And United Airlines will now tell passengers ahead of time if their flight is expected to be more than 70% full. This comes after United flight on Saturday left many passengers feeling scared and shocked that every single seat was occupied, making social distancing impossible. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.